Hey friend, Dana Gresh here. It's time to take the Holy Girl walk. It makes it easier to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret is walking. Your brain really does love it. The back and forth movement of your legs improves memory. If you walk with me for just 16 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized, Psalm 130. In season 4 of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to explore the truth that we are forgiven and free. Lace up and let's go. Oh, Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is steadfast love, and with him is full redemption. How I love these words, this whole psalm, a balm to my heart. I want to just sit with those last two words, full redemption. The word redeem means to buy back or to rescue by paying a price. And in the Old Testament, redemption wasn't abstract, it was personal. If someone lost their land or even their freedom, the family redeemer could step in and pay the price to restore what was lost. It was about rescue, restoration, a second chance that had to be bought with sacrifice. You know, there's a pattern to every redemption story God tells in his word. I read recently how author Chip Ingram names five common threads. One, something of great value is lost. In every story, something precious goes missing. The lost sheep, the lost prodigal son, the lost coin, to name a few. And in your life, maybe innocence, maybe a relationship, or maybe a dream has been lost. God doesn't ignore the loss. He sees it. You are not beyond his notice. Number two, an intensive search begins. The shepherd leaves the 99. The woman lights a lamp to find her coin. The father watches the road, waiting for his son's return. God's pursuit isn't passive. He doesn't wait for us to crawl up to him. He comes looking. He's looking for you and whatever is lost in your life. Three, what was lost is found. Restoration happens. When the lost sheep is lifted onto shoulders and carried home, that's redemption, reversal. It's not simply forgiven, it's caught and carried and restored. Can't you just see him lifting you from the lost place? Four, a great celebration happens. When redemption happens, the party begins. It isn't quiet, it's loud. It rejoices. Even heaven celebrates when what was lost is found. Have you taken time to rejoice about what God has done to redeem your life? Throw a party. Tell someone. Ask them to celebrate with you. God and his angels rejoice. That party includes God and his angels. Redemption isn't just your private miracle, your private party, it's heaven's win. What happens in your soul echoes into eternity. Think about that. If just one soul is brought back, angels have a party. Now, link what we talked about yesterday. Steadfast love has said to full redemption. Full, total, not a missing piece, not a partial fix. All of you, everything redeemed. I've told the story of red chairs in my house. I sat in one, Bob in the other, when he told me how lost he was in pornography. And it crushed my heart. It was a long, slow climb for him to come back and be found, but God redeemed him and the marriage, bought it back. But those chairs, ooh, I hated them. Until the testimony of a friend challenged me. Perhaps God could redeem the chairs. I prayed he would. If he offers full redemption, couldn't he reframe the way I saw those chairs that I hated? I brought them out. I began sitting in those chairs to spend time in the Word, to pray, and slowly they began to be something more than the place of my ground zero. I discipled young women from those chairs. We sat in them as we helped other couples with their problems. Then grandbabies came. I held the first ones in those chairs. I watched my daughters become ants in those chairs. But I never realized all this was happening until one day I saw two of those grandbabies coloring and chatting away in those two red chairs. Redeemed. Those two redeemed chairs, fully bought back by Jesus. I mean, just let that sink in. God's not gonna fix just some of your story. He'll redeem all of it. As you walk today, let your heart stretch toward that full redemption. Don't just whisper, I'm forgiven. Say, I am redeemed completely, fully, eternally. Today, as you walk, stack the first 7 verses of Psalm 130 together and get curious. I've said that before in other seasons, but as you walk and learn, lean into your questions. Think, I wonder what this or that word means. Ask God what it is you need to research when you're back to home base after today's walk. Need more help meditating on the power of this wonderful psalm? In Forgiven and Free, a 16-day Bible memory guide to Psalm 130, you'll find that. Learn more at danagresh.com and mytruegirl.com. Happy walking, friend.